A következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
In the album title, which was more sort of a global thing, it was more sort of World on Fire generalization. For me in music, fire is just passion, you know, just putting everything on your emotions out in front and saying what's in your heart. You know, that's more what fire means musically for me. I write stuff on the road, maybe play him some ideas on the bus, or I'll show the guys at soundcheck if we have a couple minutes, go through some ideas. And then I put stuff together while he is doing Alter Bridge, and I just send him rehearsal tapes of Brent and Todd. You know, at least that's how we did it last time, and it looks like that's how we're going to do it this time. And then I send it to him, and he comes up with ideas, and then when he gets a break, we all get together, and we just sit in the rehearsal room and, you know, hash out whatever and make changes and do arrangements and so on. I just stumbled on it. I've been raised in a pretty musically rich environment, so I loved music. I loved going to gigs when I was a kid. I loved watching them set the gear up and that anticipation of waiting for an act to come out. Silly stuff, but I really dug it. And then, but I didn't have any aspirations to become a musician. It never even crossed my mind. And then I met Steve Adler, and he had a guitar, and I was like, that's what I want to do. And I picked up the guitar from there. I know that it was wrong. Issue with schools. I mean, really, it's more of a government issue because, you know, schools are lacking the funding to be able to provide music programs, art programs, and stuff like that. But they don't realize the implications of not giving that freedom of expression to kids. And I think that's what turns the kids into, you know, having to look elsewhere to be able to express themselves. So I think, you know, all kids are creative and they just need the outlet, and it should be available to them in schools. And, you know, so I love just to be able to support organizations that are trying to put those back into schools themselves. Situations happen where you meet somebody or whatever, and you just get together and something comes out of that. I've never sort of planned ahead and had a bucket list of people I wanted to work with. I've been always wanting to work with Stevie Wonder because it's almost happened a couple times, and for whatever reason it hasn't happened. So I would be looking forward to eventually doing that at some point. A few years ago, I put out one movie about 3 years ago, and I've got another one coming out next year. So horror movies, yeah.
Oh, Shadows steeping believe us again. It's so afraid of the fallout of a world divided that brings in tears. Oh, so much pain. So we take cover from the dark, hoping to find where we can start. Here we go. Oh, starlight, don't you cry. We're gonna make it right before the end. Oh, starlight, don't you cry. We're gonna find a place where we belong. Where we belong. And so you know, you'll never shine alone. Starlight will find a place where we belong. Where we belong. You will see. That there's one thing that won't change. I believe there is something within each of us that always stays, that will always remain as long as love in the face. We'll be right back.
immáron 3,5 évtizede tartó pályafutások minden korszakában megdörgő és barátságosan gonosz albumokat hoztak létre. Hangosabbak mindenki másnál, és ők a világ legjobb power triója. Amióta 1977-ben kijött a zenekar nevét viselő bemutatkozó album, a világ sokat változott, a Motorhead azonban semmit. Megalkották a modern hard rock alapműveit, a Bomber, az Overkill, a No Sleep Till Hammersmith című koncertanyagot, és mindenek felett a műfaj örökérvényű, végegyszerű, kötelező darabját, az Ace of Spades.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Jim over there with yet another guitar.
Can we have a drink? Huh? There you go. We're just talking rubbish anyway, because we ain't got many songs left to be playing.
This one's called Rocket. Change.
We're going now. Oh, yeah.
This one is called, this one is off the last album. What did you say?
Oh, it's changing yet another guitar.
This is called Lost Woman Blues.
The guitar, all right.
I believe so. Okay, we're just gonna get it right. Do you want us to play louder? Would you like us to play fucking louder or quieter? Louder, of course. Make sure you have some
jokes.
Make sure you have some food available for us backstage. I will have three hot dogs, two with onions, one without. You have to guess which one of us three hates onions, all right?
Usual flag.
That was good.
This one is called Dr. Rock. Have you ever seen him? No, you haven't. But you can sing with it too, can't you? And now... Okay. There's two more.
Thank you.
Hey? Yeah, all right. We're going to play one of our best known songs as the finale. But if you make a noise, we come back. See? I'll let you figure out what it's called, all right? Thank you.